Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. La, 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up and running. We are going testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. You go test yours.
Testing.
You got to count 1, 2, 3.
3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3.
What if I did it 3, 2, 1?
Nobody does it 3, 2, 1. It's just not done that way. It's not done that way.
A little different than your average person, okay?
Testing 1, 2, 3. This Saturday, Bonnie and I are working for the comedy shop in New Jersey. I'll even tell you where it is because he texts me, and we have to sell tickets because we're doing a door deal.
Oh.
Door deal, okay? So we have to sell some tickets. I think I already lost his text. It's a Valentine's show. Here it is. Here's the text. Saturday, we are going to be, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, here's the deal. Friday, myself Friday.
I won't be
the
there.
The comedy shop at the Spring Street Pub in Newton, New Jersey. The Spring Street Pub. It's a small room. I'm actually looking forward to that one. Because it's like a small, intimate, I like doing that kind of stuff. 70-seater, I think.
Is that the same place?
No,
it's a different place on Saturday.
Saturday, the comedy shop at the Best Western Regency House Hotel, Route 23, North Pompton Plains. Didn't you do that place? Is that where you did it? You said it was at a hotel or something?
Oh.
That's Saturday, the comedy shop. That's like a 200 or 300-seater. That's going to be a good show there. So.
I did that. Yeah. If that's the same place. Yeah.
Well, it's
I did it. And Raina came with me.
Saturday, the comedy shop at the Best Western Regency House Hotel. I think they're having a deal dinner and show. Or you could buy the show alone.
And or there's a guest spot.
Who?
Because some girl that I met among my travels.
Oh. They asked to do a guest spot on Valentine's Day?
No, she was talking to me after the show. You know, I mean, all these shows that I do, there's no girls on them ever. I'd try to get her some shows. Rita Hab, I think that's her name, Rita Hab. So she's going to be, I hope she's good. Fingers crossed.
And then next week?
It's a big deal, the Valentine's.
Yeah, it's going to be like fucking all couples
show.
And people and
what if she's a wackadoo?
Who gives a fuck? I care about.
It's only five, ten minutes.
I care about selling tickets.
She's going to probably do like, what, 5'7"?
I don't know how tall she is.
Oh, 5 to 7 minutes. Stop with your.
Next week. Mode. Next week, I'm at the Atlanta Improv, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next week. What's that shirt say?
It says, I heart jerks.
Where'd you get that from?
When I did a CrossFit in Edmonton.
It's fucking horrible.
Nobody sees it. I'm at a gym.
It's horrible.
At a gym.
It's a heart.
And it's an actual heart, like a in your body heart.
And you heart jerks? You love jerks? Is that what you're saying?
Jerks are those things.
Oh, it's a CrossFit play on words.
Yes, yes.
It's the worst.
Well, there
shirt.
Was one that was I heart snatches, and I didn't want to do that.
I'm telling you, this is the worst shirt I've ever seen in my life. That
who cares?
Who would wear that?
Who cares? I think it's cute.
You like that? That's your style.
Stop.
Who would wear that?
Look at what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a fucking
cut off sleeves.
It says Artie Lang Show, which is a collector's item because he doesn't have a
but
show.
But it's also it. Like a button down, cut off sleeves.
I cut off the sleeves so when I work out, I could see
but
my biceps.
But you're not supposed to wear a collar shirt to work out.
It's got cut off sleeves so you can wear it like that.
Oh, come on.
Look at like Body by Jake and all those old guys. That's how they used to dress. Do you remember them?
No.
A Body by Jake. You don't remember Body?
No.
No? That's because he wouldn't ever wear a little. All right, let me just explain something real quick, and then we'll move on. Okay, let me, without saying any names or this and that.
Or this and that.
Okay, when it comes to people that run this country, when it comes to corporations,
oh boy.
Networks, businesses.
What can you possibly be?
Okay, what I'm trying to say is no one has a fucking clue on what the consumer wants to hear or do. They don't have a clue. I don't care if they're making money or not making money. I mean, Apple obviously has a clue. You know, Microsoft, they have a clue. You know what I mean? They're the smart. But when it comes to certain, like, entertainment, there's certain networks that do have a clue that like look.
Oh my God, you're going against your own argument right now.
No, I'm
saying you just said none of them have a clue, and then you listed 20 that do have a clue.
Okay, well, some have a clue. None.
So basically, what your big message is today is some companies have a clue, some companies don't have a clue.
Yes,
those who say no to Rich Voss don't have a clue.
No, that's
first
not
of all, they
it.
Didn't say no to you.
No,
they said yes to
no,
something
I'm not,
else.
I'm not talking about our pilot. I'm just talking in general. Now, I mean, FX has a clue. Okay, let's say FX.
Okay,
HBO has a clue.
Just get to the point. Because
I'm setting up my point. That's how radio people do things. They don't
I
come
know,
right to the
but
point.
It's
called setting
it's
up.
It's aggravating to listen to you be like, HBO has a clue.
They have
FX
a clue.
FX has a clue.
Yes, there's certain ones have a clue. Even some of them have a clue when it comes to lower networks and lower income networks and lower budget
TLC
networks.
TLC has a clue.
I don't know what's on TLC. What's on TLC?
I don't know.
I mean, Discovery, History, they all have great... What I'm saying is, if you hire Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, if you're going to hire us, you're going to get what we fucking do. What we do is comedy.
No, you don't. No, you won't. I'm not going to be part of this.
What do you mean? I'm sticking up for you.
I know, but I'm taking myself out. I'm just saying, like, either like it or you don't. I don't care.
That's what I just said.
No,
you're going to get.
You go hire us.
No, I said if
you're going to get it.
If you hire us, if you listen. Okay, I'm the one who's sticking up for you because this really has nothing to do with me. This is about you.
Why?
Oh, I can't bring it up. But what I'm saying is we're comedians and that's what we do is comedy. That's what our fans want to hear. When we do.
Did something happen I don't know about?
No, you know about it. But I don't want to talk about it. But indirectly, I'll talk about it. But what I'm saying is, if we're going to read or do something for you in life, we're going to do it the way we do it. That's what our fans want to hear.
Well, you can't be that. I didn't even get what you were talking about.
Yeah, because you're delusional.
I know, but how would the people listening have any idea?
Well, if you would have let me
finish.
You were
told to not talk about it.
I'm not talking about it.
But you are talking about it.
No, I'm not talking. I'm saying in general.
Unbelievably confusing.
I'm being in general. What I'm saying, if you come to our show, this is what you're going to get on stage.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. No, not this. You're going to get what we do. We're not going to change for the audience.
Honestly, Rich, I don't want to be mean. And I
can you let me finish and then you'll understand where I'm going. You don't let anybody finish.
Okay.
We do what we do. That's why we have a certain fan base, because they like what we do. When they come to shows, they like what I do. They like what Bonnie does. If they don't like what I do at shows, I'm sure they won't come back. Same with Bonnie. But I'm going to do what I do. Bonnie's going to do what she does. When you hire us for anything from now on, we're going to do it our way. Unless it's a lot of money. I mean, if it's a lot of money, we'll do it your way. We really will. I mean... But when it comes to fucking penny ante bullshit in life...
Let me know when you're done so I can jump in.
When it comes to fucking, you know, pennies, you know, just go with what our fans want to hear. This is what they want to hear, what we do.
I don't know if they want to hear this.
Who, our fans?
What you're doing now, this I'm going to call this the muddled message. By Rich Voss.
It's not muddled. It is.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to have to whisper it.
No, you can't whisper it. You can't bring up any names.
I'm not going to bring up any names.
I'm saying in general. I'm saying you get what you get when you hire Rich and Bonnie. Do you get what you get? You get what I'm saying? Do you get it?
I get what you're saying. You get what you get, but they don't get what you're talking about.
Yes, they do get it.
No, they don't.
They fucking get it. Okay, now...
Do we have a read today to do?
No, not today. We have no read. I think next week.
Now they get it.
No, we don't have any reads today.
We don't ever have any reads.
We do have reads sometimes.
Not anymore.
Yes, we do sometimes. Sometimes. And a lot of them love our reads. Some don't, some do. You know, it's like
no
anything.
Company loves our reads.
Are you kidding me? Dollar Shave Club keeps sending me fucking razors.
But we don't do any more reads.
Dollar Shave Club has advanced to television now. They stepped it up.
They just forgot to take you off their mailing list.
No, they're on television. That's how big they got. And know how they got big? From My Wife Hates Me podcasts. We launched them. I see their commercials on TV. So they're doing pretty well. Adam and Eve, it's not dildo season. Okay? They're not pushing anything right now. But pretty soon it'll be, you know, blow up doll season, dildo, cock sucking machine season, you know, and that's when we do reads for Adam and Eve. We did our other reads for the flower place. We're done with them. So we're doing pretty well. And here's the other thing. That little fucking 13-year-old douchebag kid that kept fucking bothering me,
mm-hmm.
You know, we said his fucking dumb name and he doesn't even thank us. Go fuck yourself. I hope that $5 you won, you fucking lose it in some little fucking Chinese domino game or something or whatever you guys play.
Chinese checkers?
No, they play, they're fucking gambling that fucked their whole, what do you call it?
Let's get into something.
Their whole race. Why are you pulling eyebrows out? And you're leaving them on the table?
It's not an eyebrow, it's an eyelash.
What is it?
They're fake lashes from last night.
What do you mean from last night? You had makeup people put on fake lashes? That you went to that extent when you went in to do stupid red eye? You had
they
them put
always
on?
Do it. They
Are
always
you kidding
do it.
Me?
I don't ask them, they do it. They give me fake lashes.
Oh my God.
They're magical. I walk in like a
That's
like
why
a
I
potato,
thought you looked so pretty.
And I, yes, I'm telling you. And then I leave. People are like, people didn't even recognize me last night when I walked in.
Yeah, I didn't recognize you from far away. I'm going, who's this girl? And then I got close and I knew I
That's
just...
the reason I like going to the show. That's not really, but it's one of the benefits.
Fuck that little Chinese kid.
All right.
I'm mad at him. You help a kid. You help people. You know, another one. And you say, let it roll off. And I did let it roll off my fucking chest. One guy, can, you know, at my show in Toledo, I ran out of CDs. Or I said, well, they were nice leaving. So I said, I'll send you a poster from our live podcast show, which are collector's items. So, you know, it took me time. I got to go to Staples and buy one of those little dumb tubes. $3, but it's not the money. It's driving to Staples. I got to roll it up. I got to go to the post office and send it, which is another. So, you know, it's like $8, $9. But the time from Staples to the post office and sending it. Then I send the guy a fucking
when we
poster.
Finish this podcast, are you going to be like, this was a good one?
No.
Because these details for this story... I can't imagine anybody cares about the tubes and the...
I'm trying to get to a point. You don't let people get to a point. That's
no,
the point.
Yeah, because you point. Take hours to get to your point. Look, do the podcast by yourself then. Don't let anybody else talk. Go ahead.
Your stories are
endless. Okay? They're endless. I talked about my eyelashes for about 1 second.
I said how pretty you looked last night, didn't I?
Stop. I don't care. That's not what I'm sitting here
quit
for.
Quit throwing your fist at me, your hand like you're a black lady.
Listen.
Can I just finish the story and then you can
yes,
move on?
Yes, but like speed it up. And also, let me just point this out before you finish. It's like, it's so exhausting to listen to this shit. To be you must just be the most draining thing on the planet.
No.
To have all these, this resentment. Bitterness and resentment over ridiculous shit.
It's not ridiculous.
Just walking along. Like, it's a wonder that your body just doesn't completely break down and be like, I can't be wound this tight all the time. I can't.
I'm not wound tight. I just...
This is being wound tight. This is called not letting anything go. Yes, a normal person would have a second of like, what a dick, and move on. Not you. You've talked about it. You've carried it around with you. Isn't there a saying in AA or something that
it's called 12 steps. Don't break
sorry,
enemy.
I'm not in it. I'm not in fucking AA. I can say it all I want. Alcoholics Anonymous. AA. Never been to a meeting. There we go. Isn't there a saying... With the 12-step programs that don't let it live rent-free in your head or something like that?
Yeah, I tell you that.
Yeah, okay. Well, take your own advice.
I didn't. You got glitter right under your nose. A piece of glitter.
Well, that just... There you go.
I'm saying
you're
my own advice.
Insane.
I said I didn't write back. I did not hold it. I'm just
I
making
know, but
a
you're
point.
Talking about it.
I'm
on,
doing it. I'm saying
you're talking
it.
About a 13-year-old that
no,
got
okay,
under
I
your
don't
skin.
Care. Yeah, which we don't
oh, no,
think
that,
is 13.
Now you're going to say that one didn't matter.
What I'm trying, can you let me get to my point and then we'll move on? What I'm saying is for people in the future, this is what I'm saying. You do nice things for people and they ask you to do things. They email you 5 times to do them. Then no one says thank you. What I'm saying is...
Okay, that's a good point to
okay,
make. You didn't have to go through the whole post office rigmarole.
Well, I'm saying...
I stood there for exactly 17 minutes.
You know how long that post office is. Okay, you know how bad that is.
Oh
that's the worst
God.
Post office. We've even talked about that post office.
Post office stories with Rich and Bonnie.
And you go through a, you know, to send this dude a poster, which is a fucking pain in the ass to do this, do that. And then they get it and they can't write, hey, thanks, I got it. I wrote to him, hey, did you get the poster?
The fact that you wrote
back,
to a fan.
Well, because I didn't want to know, make sure it didn't get lost in the mail
oh,
or
God
something.
God forbid.
Well, because I was... He was looking forward to it. So I write to him, did you get the poster? He goes, yes,
no,
thank you.
The reason.
Yes, he goes, yes, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to see if he got it.
No.
And he didn't thank me.
Can I tell
me.
You why that you wrote him?
Why?
Because you were like, God damn it, why didn't he thank
me? Yes.
You? I did a good thing and
yes.
I have not been patted on the back.
Not patted on the back,
but
not
this
patted.
Is, yes.
A thank you, a little thank you. It's not patted, not, hey, I didn't cure a disease or send... $50,000
no,
to St.
Like,
Luke's.
When you do something...
You like a thank you.
Yeah, everyone does, yes,
yes.
I agree.
Okay.
Not everyone would then reach out to the person.
So
a lot of people
it.
Let it go. A lot of people just walk around like, oh, well, that
but
happens.
I get so many
life
of them.
Happens.
No, so many of...
Shit happens. That's a saying. Shit happens.
No, why don't you get that shirt? Shit happens at CrossFit.
They probably have.
Yeah,
probably
people... Happen. So... All I'm saying is, if you know, people don't. I always thank people when I do nice things. The guy sent me a.
Right, but you're an incredible human being.
I am.
You're better than everyone. And this is the thing that you need people to know.
Have you ever touched. your butt and it's cold and it feels good when you're touching your butt because it's cold. Like your cheek, your butt cheek, and you're going, oh, that feels good. You ever do that?
No, but next time I will, I'll make sure to text you a thank you for letting me know that that's like a possibility. I didn't even know that was a thing that I could do.
Yeah, it feels good. You just put your hand on your butt cheek when it's cold. Not when it's regular. When it's cold, and you go, oh, that's a good, that feels good. That feels good.
Little. Okay, little are we cold. Done with the...
Do you get my point, though?
Yeah, it was a fantastic story. I sent a guy a thing. He didn't say thank you. I said to him, no. Hey, did you get it? He wrote back, yes, thank you. Okay, he said thank you after I had to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Well, this is fucking douchebag.
No, people.
I mean,
fucking...
it is. No, no, listen people. To me.
What?
And now that I rethink this story, it is good. It is good.
Why is it good?
It's good because...
Do you think you're... Go ahead.
It is a fucking travesty of justice that the guy said thank you to you. But only after you'd reach out. There is a possibility here, and I'm not taking his side, but that he didn't want to bother you again.
Thank you. You know, is that a bother?
Sometimes people think,
thank you's a bother?
Well, he's wrong. He's wrong, but maybe he thought that.
What are you drinking?
Or maybe he's just a douchebag, a coconut water.
Really? Is that what you drink now? Coconut water.
Are you... You just told a story. You are laughing at me.
Yeah.
You just told the dumbest, fucking longest, most horrible story. And then it's like, and you can bully someone for drinking coconut. It makes no sense.
How is it bullying?
Who are
I'm
you?
Laughing. I'm laughing.
Yeah, but who laughs at somebody for drinking coconut water?
The fact that, like, you come up with some new fucking... potion every week, something like
I just got a coconut water, okay, refuel my electrolytes.
You're getting rollers and paint rollers for your head every day. A new roller comes in, like it's like one of those.
I did it once.
You know what it's like? You know when people used to make like the old newspapers and they would roll the
they
print.
Already know. You already talked about it.
I never talked about
it. Yes, you did. You talked about the fact that I got like it rolls on your face, little tiny needles, and then your face has to rebuild its collagen, which is, you know.
What did you get today?
What are you talking about?
It came in the mail today. Another box.
No, it was for my sister's birthday.
No, the little box today.
Yes, I.
That not that box?
I know. It came in another box, but I had other things, so I put them all in that box.
What is it?
It's never mind.
And what,
it's something for CrossFit.
What? Oh, that's just, and here's the other thing. What? You got, the testosterone, right?
I got you testosterone booster, all natural.
Gave me diarrhea,
booster,
I think. That or it was
and
a
your
stomach.
Body rejected it out of hand. Your body was like, I shan't have. Your body wants to.
I'm gonna try it again, but I don't know if that's what gave me diarrhea in Vegas. That it could have been that or a stomach.
Could have just been a stomach flu. Try it again.
But I had a stomach flu earlier this year. How many stomach flus can you get in a year? I thought you only get like one.
I don't know. If you're dying, you get all kinds.
Everybody's dying.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We're all dying
How
here.
How deep? Do you want to talk about last night? Or
yes, I'll get to that.
Well, get to it because I'm leaving.
What do you mean you're leaving?
I'm not doing a long podcast.
We're doing 45 minutes at least. It's not even 2 o'clock yet.
Okay, but...
Last night we did...
This is boring. I don't know, like...
It's not
boring.
When you
sit around and you think of like what, like... Oh, but what are people... Like, even this, what I'm saying now, I'm like, ugh, it's all, like...
We're just talking, that's what...
I know, that's what's so awful. It's like people are, like, overhearing us have a phone conversation or something. It should be a little better than that.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
You know, I just said last night, do you want to talk about the fight we had?
No, because it'll get into another fight. We got into a fight because Bonnie talked down to me twice on phone calls and I lost my temper with her. So we were both wrong and we both admitted it. We came, you know, it's just like doing a 10th step. We admitted we were wrong. We apologized to each other and we moved on as a married couple. And I looked at her last night and I felt horrible. And I looked at her when I saw her, and I looked how beautiful she was and how lucky I am. And
did you really?
Yes.
Or you're just saying this now?
So. No, I'm telling you. You know, I mean, listen. I mean, if you're going to be married, I might as well be married to someone like you. You know what I mean?
Thank
right?
you. That is as close to to romantic as I'm ever going to get.
What did I say when you said I love you the other night?
The other night I said I love you, and you said thank you. Which is not appropriate.
So we did.
Because you're always trying to shut anytime, good or bad, if I'm having a conversation with you. It could be totally good. I could be explaining why we're meant to be together, even. And you'll just try to shut it down. Anytime there's any intimacy, you try to shut it down. Why do you do that?
I don't know, because we've been, you know, 10 years of hearing the same voice for 10 years. After a while, you just go, let's try to space this out. You know what I mean? Don't you get tired of my voice? Don't you want to, like, when I go on the road, you say how happy you are, right?
Well, because when you go on the road, then the phone calls are shorter. I hear less about your ailments, okay? You don't yell at me to come running down the stairs to look at something on your computer. Everything with you is so, like, immediate. You have impulse control problems. So.
I have a lot of problems. You pick a new one every day.
That one... That's your worst one, impulse control. I think that fuels everything else. Because you don't ever, you're never like, maybe I shouldn't talk about my diarrhea. Like the minute
it goes into your head, it's not coming. I'm just saying what the side effects were from the
I know,
pills.
But you never like, oh, like if I'm talking to you and some thought goes into your head about something completely different, you don't care. You'll cut me off. To talk
see,
about
I'm
the
I'm scared
other thing.
I'll forget about what I was going to say.
Yeah, but does it matter?
Yes, if it's important and I forget
it's more important for you to be rude. Is that what you think?
No, because then we get back into like, what you were saying.
No.
Yes.
Because then you make me mad because it doesn't seem like you're listening to me. When I talk to you, lots of times, you won't even acknowledge in any way. Then you wonder why I keep talking. It's because you have to, when you're having a conversation with someone, you have to acknowledge, oh, okay, I get it. Listen, I'm going to go down to the basement. You could do it like that instead of just in the middle of me talking. I'm going down to the basement. I'm in the middle of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're, a lot of times when you talk, it's like you're the opposite. You'll turn a regular, just everyday thing like, hey, put that pan away into a 20-minute lecture. You know, how I don't teach my kids to put pans away, how my family must have hated each other and they didn't put pans away, you know. So you're like just putting a fucking pan. Hey, can you put that pan away? Yeah. Okay. It gets
you. Oh, first of all.
What?
First of all, I mean,
what?
If we're going to get into some kind of conversation about putting pans away, if I said to you, hey, can you put that pan away? There's no way in hell that you would ever answer, yeah. You'd be like, I have to do it now just because you asked me to do it? Or you'd be like this, oh. So, I guess.
Yeah, but a normal person would go, put the pan away and just leave. And then when they come back, hope the pan was put away. But not you. You say put the pan away and you stand there. You stand there like, you know, some kind of fucking orphanage leader.
I expect a response.
Like a fucking...
Of like, oh, sure, no problem. If you ask me to do something, I just, yeah, great, no problem.
No.
I'll go ahead and do it.
If I ask you to do something, then I just let it go. If she does it or she doesn't, it's
no.
not a big deal. Yes.
No, you tell me 20 times.
No. And the reason you don't put a pan away is because when you were
people must think we have a lot of pans. It's like we had a real issue with pans in the house.
You got a big bump on your forehead. What is that? From that roller?
This is what I'm talking about. This is a great example. Just happened. This
what?
Is exactly. We'll be having a conversation. And then you'll just, in the middle of it, start talking about a big lump on my head.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about, first of all, the fundraiser we did on Tuesday and how funny Ted Alexandro is.
Yes, he's very funny.
God damn, is he fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
He just, every time I've seen him in the last 10 years, he's always funny. He's always funny. And people say he was a good looking guy, right?
Yeah.
Would he be considered good looking?
Yes.
So, okay. He should be fucking like all over the TV. He's so fucking funny. He's funny. He's fucking funny. Like his delivery, his fucking mind. And I was really laughing when I was watching him. We were doing a fundraiser for that comic in Seattle that was hit with a bat, hit in the head with a bat. And we did a fundraiser. And then Ted Alexandro said, wouldn't it be ironic if someone attacked me on stage as I was doing a fundraiser for a guy that was attacked on stage? How fucking brilliant. Why are you squeezing my fucking fingers?
I'm tired of watching you pick at your nails.
Oh, really? But I could rip eye. Maybe I should sit and rip eyelashes out and put them on the dinner table.
Stop doing it when you
okay, on the dinner table. Maybe you could leave some there. We can get a little eyelashes in your rice that's never finished when you cook it. All right, and the hard rice that will.
Oh, you want to bring up? You gonna bring up rice? You can bring up the issues I have with rice.
You cook everything in the world but rice. The easiest thing in the world is fucking rice.
Then you do it.
No, I'm not.
You know what? Great. This is wonderful. I've been relieved of my duties. Thank you. Also, I think from this conversation that means that you will now take it upon yourself to clean the table. I think that's what I've gotten.
I clean the table.
Because otherwise, why would you care what's on it?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're. It's not like you're going around cleaning up after me.
I clean this
what?
Table
what?
Up. How many times should I clean the table? Wait. Oh, wait. Oh, maybe. Oh, your daughters don't clean the table. When you were a kid, your parents probably didn't make you clean tables. So Bonnie also went on. Bonnie dropped her diamond ring.
It fell off my hand.
Let me see the ring you have now. The wedding ring. You're right. We got to get you. That was the wedding band I got you?
Yeah.
Why is it such a small wedding band? It's ridiculous. I wish I had an old one from my ex-wife. I would have given you that one. But, like, we got to go get you a wedding band.
It doesn't look good.
Tuesday, we'll go to... that looks like if a gay couple got married, that's what the kind of wedding band... Because it's just
we
plain.
We are a gay couple.
So then we did... So Bonnie went on killed at the fundraiser.
Weren't you going to talk about the ring?
Oh, you dropped the ring. The diamond ring.
Which you freaked out. We found it. Another comedian found it. And then Rich came over to me and was like, I'm going to give him $100 for finding the ring. I was like, that seems weird. I mean, he literally just bent down and was like, oh, here it is.
Yeah. It's a fucking $5,000 ring. He found it. You should give him $100.
It's more than $5,000.
No, it is. It's more than $5,000, but it costs like $5,000, but it's worth like probably $8,000.
No,
right?
It's been appraised for $11,000.
It was?
Yeah.
I can look at the appraisal. Well, whatever. Okay. So I think $100 tip for finding it is not a big deal. And then Bonnie goes, no, don't give him fucking $100. Give him $20. Well, I go to give him...
I didn't want to not get the... Like, I didn't want to take money away from the guy if that's how it works. But I just felt like it was an odd thing to even give him $20. Like if I'd found the ring, I would have never expected someone to give me, like, it seemed like such a mobster, a high roller thing to do. Like you found my lady's ring. Here's $100.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, he wouldn't take the money.
He wouldn't even take 20. I mean, I wanted to give him 100. He wouldn't even take 20 now. But the problem is in life, I owe him.
Oh.
You're going to yawn in the middle
Sorry, it's just, come on, the next story.
Bonnie went on.
No, but this is the thing. This does not make a good story.
What?
This does not make a good story.
I'm leading to a good story.
No, no. When you go, this is what you do. You go, this happened, this happened, this happened. There has to be some purpose. Like if I'd gone on and then tripped or something and started some... fight in the audience, that would be a great story. But just to be like, Bonnie went on, she did great, like there's no story there.
Well, listen,
no,
you lost purpose. Your ring, and then it did after Bonnie lost
and
her
then
ring,
there was at least a little bit of an interesting side note to the night. But I don't know, I mean, when you said we did a fundraiser, I thought, oh, he's gonna talk about the ring thing, because that's
I did talk about it,
yes, but then,
well, I want to finish.
Okay, sorry. What? I'm going to be mean to you, but
you're not, this is good. I'm leading into a good story about the night. Okay. And I'll get to it quickly. Bonnie went on and crushed. after she lost her ring, which I would have been a little disheveled myself. But it didn't
even faze me.
It didn't faze her because that's how much she doesn't care about
material. I know, we found the ring. I knew we were going to find it. It was in the back room. It could have fell in a crack
and went down into a wall or something.
Well, if after half an hour of looking we hadn't found it, I might have got a little disheveled. But it all happened within...
Oh, because I say disheveled, now you say disheveled.
Whatever. It all happened around... It took about 6 minutes from beginning to end. Maybe even less than that.
But you've never said disheveled in your life. You learned that from me.
Okay, thank you for teaching me word of the day.
Okay, so then Bonnie goes on and crushes, and I go on, but I take it to another level... But you know the difference between...
Oh, my God.
Comics all sit and watch when Rich Voss goes
on.
Oh,
my God. Is this like, really what you've been
Well, I'm saying... What I'm saying is it's like when Rock goes on, guys of my level go and watch Rock. You know what I mean? Chris goes on, you know, or if Louis goes
on. I get who you were talking about when you said Rock, because I'm in the business, and I also happen to know you.
I thought you thought I meant that guy Dwayne Reed. Dwayne Reed.
Oh, the guy who owns the...
Yeah. What's his name?
Where we get our prescriptions filled. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, I mean. So when I go on, it's like a treat for these comics.
I saw them rubbing themselves while you were on.
You know, they learn.
This is a treat.
They learn.
Hey, guys, this is a real treat.
They learn. They come flock out. What is it about me that they flock to see me?
They think you're going to fail.
They think I'm going to fail.
You should call your next CD "Too Big to Fail."
Oh, that was a movie, you look at your shoulders.
That was a movie, you know.
What it was?
Yeah,
I understand. So I didn't disappoint the new comics, the middle comics, the whatever comics. Then we did last night. Last night was the big third annual Patrice fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
A lot to talk about that. I hosted all three. One jackass just now goes, why does Voss host all three? And he gets, and I go, go fuck yourself, you cunt.
Well, first of all, nobody else wants that thankless job.
It's a tough job.
It's tough. Not anyone could do it. That is true. And as much as I dislike you referring to yourself as a legend, in this case, it might be a little bit true.
Everybody crushed last night. I mean, it was...
Now I don't feel so good about my crush the night before because you're using it for everyone.
Well, I mean...
Did I crush or not?
Oh, yeah. At our fundraiser Tuesday... I mean, it was an all-star lineup we had.
Al Martin Facebooked me today.
Me too. Should I write back to him?
I know.
So we made
I
a difference.
Leave me alone.
We made a difference in somebody's life.
I started off the show with like, this is a fundraiser. I don't know what it's for. So I really was, yeah.
No, I read that story the day it happened. I was fucking, it was insane. I'm thinking, holy shit. I mean, last night the show was... Florentine, Hannibal Buress, Michael Che, Ben Bailey, Jim Norton, Dave Attell, Billy Burr, Colin Quinn. Who else?
Bobby Kelly?
No, Bobby wasn't on. He stopped by. Keith wasn't on. He stopped by. It was a tighter lineup than the year before. Mm. No female comics, which I don't understand. If I knew the lineup before, I would have mentioned it because I've mentioned it every year. Like someone, like you said, like Lynn Coplitz could go on and destroy, you know, Marina. Well, whatever. It's not up to me who they put on the lineup. And it's
well,
not
Marina
up to
was
me.
On the first year. I was on the second year.
Yeah.
So it's only two girls that have done it.
It's not up to me who's on the lineup and who's invited, whether it's one radio host or two radio hosts. It's not my, so don't email me or tweet me going, oh, you're an asshole or turncoat. I have nothing to do. My job was to host, show up and host. Okay. I was a little upset when I found out the owners from the stand weren't invited either because
They always throw they the after party after and they, party. They give everybody food.
Free food. How are they not invited when they're given free food and the after party's always at the stand after it?
Yeah, that seems...
And when I found out and when Chris said we were invited, I go, well, why didn't you fucking tell me? I would have made it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't make it happen for other people because that's at a whole nother fucking
weird
level
situation.
Of weird situation. And which... It's not, I'm not getting involved in it because it's not about me. I can't do anything about
it. This podcast should be called Cloaked in Secrecy because everything we've talked about is like.
Well, I'm not throwing names out because you don't want to point fingers. When you point a finger,
you're
pointing
three. I know,
but
then don't talk about it because it's like.
Well, people don't fucking tweet
me. Not everybody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't tweet me. They know what I'm talking about when I'm fucking mad at somebody for not thanking me.
How about you tweet that don't tweet me instead of. You really have to do a big speech on the podcast when 14% know what you're talking about?
Oh, really? 14%? I guarantee 80% know what I'm talking about.
All right. I don't want to get into a
percentage
fight. Percentage war.
So Bonnie wasn't at the show last night because she was doing Red Eye. And it just, everybody, it was, the audience was fucking, they were just so fucking good. They're just, I was having anxiety when I walked out in the beginning. I was a little, because one, I just get anxiety in the beginning when I'm doing a fucking show with 2,000 people and you got to be
not
the
every
opener.
Podcast can be great, everybody.
This one's a good one. I know good ones.
Is it?
This is a good one because people are learning. They're learning
no,
a lot
not.
Through this. Yes.
That's like such an arrogant stance.
Can I?
I'm going to now talk about something that happened. I'm not going to say where it happened or how it happened or who it happened with, but I will say this. When somebody does something that somebody else doesn't want you to do, then maybe you shouldn't do what I'm saying you should do. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. That's the lesson we've learned here today.
I'm saying.
Wink, wink.
I forgot. Oh, so I go up on stage and I have anxiety. Bonnie and I had a blowout fight, which we apologized. She was wrong. And we had a blowout fight. I've already had anxiety.
Like, why do you like?
She gets out of the car. I let her off on 48th Street. Cause all she had to do was go a couple blocks. And I after a big blowout fight, and then I see her standing on the corner in New York, looking which way to go, like Marlo Thomas, from That Girl, like in the Big City or something. And
what? Like you had to go back?
What?
Fucking
or Mary
20
Tyler Moore.
Decades to like have a
and
reference.
I just see Bonnie turning. So I call her to tell her which way to go, and she yells at me again.
No, I didn't yell at you. I just said, I know where I'm going.
Yeah, want me to tell you how Bonnie figures out where to go in New York City?
So everybody has their own.
Let me tell you what she does.
Issues.
She looks to find north where Canada is. She says, I look north.
I imagine Canada in my head, and then I know which way is west. The West Coast is there and the East Coast is there. All right. Everybody does their own little
yeah, well,
thing.
Yeah, well, I do.
I have to stand
and you,
up to looking uptown. And I visualize where I'm at in terms of where Canada is.
I'm not making fun of you. When I go to a city I'm not familiar with, I'll look and I try to figure out where Zimbabwe is. And then I'll know. So you're looking sexy. How come you... Oh, look at you with your CrossFit
Stop.
Body.
Stop. Leave me alone.
So I got to go on stage in front of 2,000 people after a fight. I already have anxiety when I do those
shows. I texted you, even though I was mad, I texted you, have a good show. I love you. So that you wouldn't
feel
bad.
What was the text right before it?
Well, didn't you go to a meeting?
I went to a meeting yesterday, a 12-step meeting. Like, that's supposed to cure me of all my anger from this week. I had a lot of anger this week. And I'm sorry I took it out on
Bonnie. All because of a 13-year-old boy and a fan who didn't say thank you till after I reached out.
That's not where the anger came from.
Okay. I said your goddamn name, you little chinky chew. How dare you? I mean, who cares?
Because I think he's an adult, like you said, trying to play us.
So what? What?
If somebody...
Is he taking money out of your pocket?
Time is money. So I have to go on stage. you know, up in the dressing room, they're already trashing me for what I'm wearing. My shoes, you know, they said, they were just saying, you know, Collins had a funny line, you know, my shirt that I was on my way to Cuba to play in a domino game. You had to be there.
Oh, you guys and your insults to one another.
Well,
man, that must have stung.
Didn't Jeffrey, the big writer of comedy, that all he does
Jeffrey Gurian?
Cover comedy.
I can't tell you who said it. I can't tell you where they said it. And I can't tell you what they said. But let me just say that he was right.
Didn't he say to you they're so mean to each other?
Like, yeah. He's, you know, some people, they're uncomfortable with that. He's not a comedian.
He's been around comedy. That's what he does.
I think he is a comedian, actually, also.
But he's written about comedy for the last 15 fucking years.
Okay, well, he said he walked in and someone made fun of him.
Oh, where? At the party or at the show?
At the show or backstage or somewhere and, you know.
Made fun of him?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he doesn't know how to do that kind of comebacks and stuff. And he was a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I thought he said we're so mean to each other.
And then the conversation was a little longer than all that. And he said, everyone's so mean to each other. And I said, that's how they show that they're really fucking want to put their dicks in each other's asses.
Why is it always asses? It can't be mouths.
Oh, okay. Ears, whatever. I don't know. No, I mean, that's how you guys show affection.
So I was a little nervous up front. Then I got a couple laughs, and then, but I tried all those new bits, and that's what I was really nervous about. Was trying.
Somebody said that you said kept saying, "Did I do this one last year?"
I did. I said that probably once or twice the whole night.
I think it was Patrice's mom who said that to me.
I did. I said that once or twice. Once. Mm-hmm. But didn't you hear, what did you hear Lindsay and Vaughn say? I forget, what did they say you heard? I don't know, what was it?
Just oh out of my kid. God.
What? Just say what they Rich. What you heard. No, you could, what did you, because
what, are you, what are you did, that empty?
Yes, what did it,
you've,
what did they say though, but what was
you
it?
Should, when you stand on the scale, it's like, are you like, how come I'm so light? It's because you're fully hollow inside.
What did they say, I forget.
Lindsay said you were the star of the show, and Vaughn said, yeah, something along those lines.
No, but that's not how they said it.
I don't remember. I told you last night right after it happened.
Well, kind of try to think back. What happened? What they
well,
say?
Just tell me what you remember me saying.
I think
I
you
can't
said
remember exactly.
That Voss did great, and someone said, yeah, clearly the star of the show. So I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. That's very similar to what I just said, so I'm sorry if you felt that that was a better way.
God. Anyhow, so everybody crushed. I mean, Michael J. and Hannibal and fucking Florentine and David Tell. David Tell just shows up. He looks like he's homeless almost half the time. But he's so fucking funny. Like and then fucking Colin comes out in his dumb suit. But Colin said to me, he goes, why didn't you wear a suit? Well, first of all, because...
Well, this is great stuff right here. No, go ahead. I think we're all on...
People like
what
inside.
What did Colin say? And what did you say to Colin?
How about our ride over from the show to the after party? That's always fun.
It's always fun in a car with Colin Quinn.
Last year with Billy Burr. This year with Colin.
My two favorite moments both times was the car ride over.
Billy was extremely nice to you, you said. He said he went out of his
wonderful,
way.
Wonderful, a wonderful gentleman. Yeah, he's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
He fucking crushed, and he has to close.
I love Billy. But I think he's the funniest guy ever.
Could you imagine closing that show after all of those fucking people?
Well, if anyone's going to do it.
Well, the last three were Norton, Colin, or Colin, Norton, Billy, or Norton, Colin. I don't remember. It was like the seniors tour. And Attell. No, it was Norton,
well, make sure you
Colin,
get it right,
because
this is important. For those,
I'm just saying.
For those of you,
could you imagine,
have your cars pulled over because you can't drive. This is so exciting.
Okay, I'm just saying, I would hate to close that. I mean, I could. I would hate to close that show after all of those
people.
I just
imagine somebody pulled over. I can't possibly drive and listen to this. It's just, it's too much. It's so great. so funny and vibrant. These two.
That's all I got. I mean, what else? What else do you want to add?
I would like to do a read. But
no, we don't have. We did them all.
Not allowed to do them anymore.
Yes, we are.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Wait a second.
I appreciate it.
Let's do a couple plugs.
For what?
This Saturday, we're at the Comedy Shop at the Best Western Regency House Hotel.
Rich books me into the best places. Valentine's Day, by the way, is the worst, most horrible holiday on the planet. And I will not. Why? Just because somebody says I have to show my love on that particular day, I got to do it. And also, it's like a weird thing with kids. They all give each other Valentine. You know, they all have to give. You can't just give a couple of your friends a Valentine. You have to give the whole class a Valentine.
Well, that's been going on since I was a kid.
It's ridiculous.
It's misleading because I was getting
First of all, it's a romantic holiday. Kids should not be involved in it. It's for adults who want to sex with
each other. All right, don't play fucking piano.
I will tell you what I'm talking about. Valentine's Day, suck my dick. I don't like you one little bit.
When I was a kid, I would get
people
Valentine's.
Take it seriously. Like but I just want to say one more thing. I'm passionate. I got to... you know, you look out and you see couples sitting there eating dinner at some fucking, you know, I can't think of a restaurant.
Applebee's.
Some Applebee's and their
Houlihan's.
Houlihan's. Sequin shirt. You're like, ugh.
Why can't we do a read for Houlihan's? That's my favorite place. Why doesn't Houlihan's in Bridgewater? If they give me fucking free meals, I'll plug them.
Not just in Bridgewater, because you know why?
Why?
When you're in a Houlihan's. You don't know where you're at.
What does that fucking mean?
It means they're all exactly the same.
But they're good.
Houlihan's is a Houlihan's wherever you go.
I don't give a
fuck. It's consistent.
Houlihan's is 10 steps above Applebee's and Fridays.
20 steps above!
Fucking Houlihan's is our favorite place on the planet. And if you don't like something at Houlihan's, they'll give you a free meal, car. They'll give you a car.
Okay, they're taking it too far. Right. Thanks, everybody.
No, wait, I'm not done. We're not done.
Get that car back on the road.
We're not done.
We're done.
We're not done. So come to our Valentine's Day show, okay, which we're against. When I was a kid, I used to get Valentine's cards from other girls in class, and I'm going, this fucking chick likes me in second grade. Because I had a crush on Kathy Shaw. I think that was
glad
her
you
name
didn't marry
in second
her because
grade.
Can't Kathy say her
Shaw
name in
second
good.
Kathy Shaw. Sure. That's
know,
her
that's,
name.
Like, what if you were like having sex with her and you're like, give it to me, Kathy. Shaw.
Who says last names? Say, give it to me, Kathy.
Sometimes people just say the last name.
I had a dream the other night
fuck
about.
Fuck me, boss. Fuck me. You know,
I had
that.
A dream the other night about my ex girlfriend years ago, that girl, Kathy, I live with. I had a dream about her. She had a family. And I said to her, look, I know it's been 20 something years, but you couldn't fucking email me when I was on Last Comic.
Oh my God, the resentments that you are harboring. Oh my God, Rich.
But what do you think somebody would have seen me?
Rich! Oh my God.
It's not resentment, I'm just saying
yes,
in the dream.
Yes, do you not see a pattern in your life? The things you're holding on to.
See, that's how you guys, when you're my, that's how you talk, because you come from a quilting family, so everything's a pattern with you.
Oh, God. Good night,
no,
everyone.
No.
Or good day, or
no,
whatever.
No, resentment, it's not a resentment.
I can't do it anymore. I got a phone call I got to take.
You got to hold on. You got a half an hour. We're wrapping up now.
I don't have time for this nonsense. It's like you don't have anything to talk about.
We talked about serious stuff.
No.
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes.
No, we didn't.
We said how funny Ted Alexandro was.
Remember we used to do the shout out?
Yeah, to comics.
Shout out to our comic friend, Ted Alexander.
Oh, I didn't even talk about Vegas and the parties I went to last
oh,
week.
Oh, my God. Save it for next podcast. I'm sorry if you tuned in wanting to hear the Vegas stories. It's not going to happen this week.
I was in Vegas all last week. And
yeah, well, we're going to have to wait on those stories. Thank you, Rich.
Next week.
I would just say this about Valentine's Day. If you're worried about taking your loved one to a comedy show because you think it's not romantic enough, believe you me. If you are married more than 2 years, there's no chance sitting there with your spouse at dinner is going to be fun after 15 minutes.
Why is that?
People don't like talking to each other.
If you're at Houlihan's, it'll be fun. Or our show.
I'm just saying, if you go to a comedy show or something, you can laugh together. Okay. You can still be connected, but see, you don't have to like do all the work.
See what I mean? You said after 2 years, people don't like to talk to each other.
Yeah.
I said, listening to you, after 10 years, you don't think it's hard. Okay? Remember earlier in the podcast?
I know, but come on. That's a different conversation.
Are you crazy?
Because that was about intimacy.
No, it was about listening to you fucking blabber.
I gotta go downstairs to the basement.
For what? What's in the basement?
It's a callback, you do.
When did you say that? We didn't say anything about the basement.
Yes, I was using that as an example of when I was talking to you, and then you'd be like, I gotta go down to the basement. Like, you
oh, your ass looks good in those pants. Turn around. Holy fuck. You're getting like a little girl, like a young teen, like a 22-year-old's ass. I almost a teenager, which would have been creepy. I didn't mean that. Anyhow, next week, next Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Atlanta Improv. And in March, I'll be taping an hour. I'm going to tape my hour special at the Stress Factory. Whatever week I'm at the Stress Factory in March, I'm putting it together now. Tape an hour special. And then there you have it. Come out this weekend and see us. Listen to My Wife Hates Me on Sirius on Tuesday nights.
Embarrassing.
Go to Netflix, get our movie. Write letters to True TV and say why. Why no Rich and Bonnie? And another network will pick us up. We got to go. I'm headed to the gym and I'm going to work out biceps and triceps.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.